Yevamos Yerushalmi corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Ayin Vov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph on the 14th line, Taman Tanino. Taman Tanino, Kol Asurim Lavi Bakol, Mitorim Lavi Zebazeh, Rabbi Yehuda Oise. Mishnah says, all forbidden to enter Kar Hashem may marry each other, Rabbi Yehuda forbids. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar, Kola Pasuvadaka Yisol Mutaloi Lisa Mamzeres. Yirmiya said that the first time of general rule teaches that a Pasuvadaka Yisol may marry a Mamzeres. Amr Rabbi Yossi Bilvad Psul Mishpacha Ha Psul Guf Lebeda. Rabbi Yossi says no, the Klal applies only to Pasulim due to lineage, let's say Mamzer Amoini, but not to bodily Psul such as Pasuvadaka or Kuv Shafra. Chayle Rabbi Yossi Min Hador Dam Rechilke Rabbi Simon Mishem Yishu Ben Levi Lashon HaPsodaka Yisrael HaPsodaka Koyen Loi. Rabbi Yossi learned from Rechilke quoting Rabbi Simon quoting Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi that our Mishnah permits to accommodate only HaPsodaka Yisrael but not HaPsodaka Koyen. Kama Da'at Omar Taman Im Koyen Bohu Hasol Loi Lisa Gieris Apach Yisrael Bohu Osa Lisa Mzeres. That's what you say there, that a Koyen, even if his body is pasul, may not marry a convert. Also here, a Yisrael, even his body is pasul, may not marry a Mamzeres. And that's the Yehuda, Mamzer Lis Mamzeres. Well, according to Yehuda, who forbids Pasulei Kal to marry each other, may a Mamzer not marry a Mamzeres. It's Minador, Dam Rabbi Imi, Tani, Rabbi Akiv, Gavlaya, Kaim Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yisrael Bat Avlaya, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Divri, Rabbi Yehuda, Mamzer Lis Mamzeres, Kedei She Yiskalu Mamzerim Min Ha'ilam. The answer is we learn from the fact that Rabbi Imi said that Rabbi Yaakov Gavleya taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzhak at Avlai quoting Reish Lakish according to Rabbi Yehuda that a Mamzer may not marry Mamzeres in order that they not multiply Mamzerim or cease from the world. Similarly, regarding a couple of similar lineages, we say that Amoinish may not marry an Amoinis. Rabbi Yossi Rabun al Drabonin Nitzacha. Rabbi Yossi Rabun said this question is according to Rabbonon, who hold that converts are not called Kal Hashem. Do they forbid Midrabonin just like Yehuda forbids the Mamzer to Mamzeres? The Yisbo Rabbi Yehuda gave Psulim Kal Hashem Inan. One who asked cannot hold like Rabbi Yehuda that even possible converts, such as Amman and Maya, from which the male converts are Psulim, female converts are Kal Hashem. So surely she is forbidden to an Amoini who may not enter Kal Hashem. This Amoinis in Yochel, she says she Kahal Hashem, Etzlei. The answer is an Amoini may not marry an Amoinis because she's considered Kahal Hashem relative to him. This Amitzis in Yochel, she Kahal Hashem, Etzlei. He may not marry a Mitzis, first generation, because he's considered Kahal Hashem relative to her. His daughters are permitted to Yisrael, but all her children are forbidden. Abba Matanya, she says, Messiah Loi Shifcha, Meshachrin Loi Zari. Matanya said, we marry him to a shifcha and we free his children for him. The Kavasa, Mitzi Lehisa Mitzis. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda forbids a Mamzer to marry Mamzera. Similarly, may a Mitzi not marry a Mitzis. Here the grandchildren will be permitted, so perhaps it's permitted. Ishmael Menador, Tani, Rabbi Abu, Kaim Rabbi Yochanan, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Binyamin, Ge Mitzi, Haya, Mitamidav, Shavi Akiva. The Gemara says that we learn from the following that Rabbi Abu taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda said, Binyamin, the Mitzi convert, was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Ama ani ge Mitzi nosi legieres mitzis. Bini ben ge Mitzi vani masio legieres mitzis nimsa ben bini kosher lavei bakal. Binyamin said, I'm a ge Mitzi married to a mitzis convert. My son is a Mitzi sheni. I will marry him to a Mitzi convert. It will turn out that my son's son will be kosher to enter the kol. Ama Rabbi Akiva lay. Bini ela af ata siyei lebas gieres mitzis kadeshiyei shloisha deyreis mikan or shloisha deyreis mikan. Rabbi Akiva told him, no, my son, rather marry him to the daughter of a mitzis convert, means a mitzis shenis. So your grandson will be a third generation mitzi from here, means the father's side, and from here, the mother's side. We can infer that a mitzi may marry a mitzis. Yehuda v'shem rav halacha kriblaza. Yehuda quoting Rav said that Allah follows the Belazah who permits Vaday Psulim to marry each other but forbids Safek Psulim to marry Safek or Vaday Psulim. Divrei Chachamim, the Gemara asks, well, what's the reason for Chachamim's words? They permit Safek Psulim to marry Safek or Vaday Psulim. Vimi Rishem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Siv, Rayovim, Amz, Bekal Hashem, Bekal Bo, Enoi Bo, Bahu, Bekal Sofig. Rav Yirmiyah, quoting Shmuel Yitzchak, answered, it's written, Rayovim, Amz, Bekal Hashem, he does not enter a Vaday Kal, but he may enter Kal Sofig. Vamantaninan Sofig, Ben Tishul Rishon, Ben Shivul Achoin, Yitziv Avalai Kosher, Bechayav Mashon Tolay. A mission teaches that if it's a Sofig, whether the baby was born 9 months after the conception from the first, who is a deceased, or 7 months after the conception from the latter, who is a Yovam, the child is Kasher, not a Mamza, and they're obligated in an Ashram Toli. Hani Harishin Kosherly is Kain Godel, Rashini Mamza Sofig. The Baisa says that the first son born after Yibam is proper to be Kain Godel, because no matter who his father is, he's kosher. The second son means any child from a later pregnancy is a Sofig Mamza. Rav Yaakov Oimer, Ein Mamza B'Sofig. Rav Yaakov says there's no Mamza amid Sofig. Rav Yaakov B'Sofig Kusim or B'Sofig Halolim. Rav Yaakov agrees about Sofig Kusim and Sofig Halolim that they're forbidden. He permits only Sofig Mamzirim due to the Chachamim's drasha earlier. Kahid Taninan Tamon, Aso Yuchsin Olam Mivavel. We asked in the Mishnah in Kedushin, 10 lineages ascended from Babel. Amongst them are Asufim, which is baby's son deserted, and Shtukim, where we know the mother but not who the father is, and they are Sofig Mamzirim. Adasid Rebeleze Ben Yaakov, Shmoyne, Adasid Rebeleze Gamliel, Rebeleze Teisha, Adasid Rebeleze Rabon, and Asor. The answer is, according to Rebeleze Ben Yaakov, there are 8, because Asufim and Shtukim are just like Yisrael, because Sofig Mamzirim are permitted. According to Gamliel and Rebeleze, there are 9, because they hold that a Shtuki is kosher, because his mother's believed to say that his father's kosher. According to Rabon, and there are 10. Rabbi Chinna Masnisa de Lake of Yuda, Rabbi Yuda Omer Abba, Kehilais, Inun Kal, Kal Kahanim, Kal Levim, Kal Yisraelim, Kal Geirim. Rabbi Chinna said that Mishnah which permits converts to marry Mamzirim is unlike Rabbi Yuda, because Rabbi Yuda says that there are 4 Kehilais corresponding to the 4 times it says Kal Hashem, Kal Kahanim, Kal Levim, Kal Yisraelim, Kal Geirim. Mesivin, Rabbi Yuda, Vaksiv, Rayob, Sur, Daka, Kal Hashem. The Gemara asks against Rabbi Yehuda that there's a 5th Kal, which is Eyorab Tzodaka, Rukos Shachar B'Kahal Hashem. Pasul Guf Inun. The answer is that's a bodily Pasul, Rabbi Yehuda counts only Kal Hashem written about lineage. Ba'aksiv Bonim Asher Yivaldu Lohem Doshlishi Yovoy Lohem B'Kahal Hashem. The Gemara asks that there's a 5th Kal because the Pasuk in Dvarim Perk Hoskim Pasuk Tes says sons that we warned to them will be a third generation may come to the Kal Hashem. Vasei in the Gemara says, now that's written about Nasei, Rabbi Yehuda counts only Kal Hashem written about Lavim. Rabbonin, Amrin, Shlusha, Kehilos Inun, Kal Kahanim, Kal Levim, Kal Yisraelim, Yavoi, Yavoi, Yavoi. Rabbon said that there are 3 Kehilos, Kal Kahanim, Kal Levim, Kal Yisraelim, corresponding to the 3 times it says Kal Hashem regarding Lo Yavoi. We don't learn from a 4th Kal from the first time, but it's needed for the simple meaning. Therefore, Kal Geirim is not called Kal. Lama, Rabbi Yoshia, Ruba, Rabbi Yuda, Nasir, Haben, Yisivin, Rat, Yochna, Melachash, Lehi, Rudna, Rabbi Yoshia, Ruba, Ritzodaka, Koyen, Malvi, Yisif, Bas Geirim. A case occurred in which Rabbi Yoshia, Rabba, and Rabbi Yuda, Anossi, were sitting. Rabbi Yochna ran and whispered in the ear of Rabbi Yoshia, Rabba, may Pesu Daka Koyim marry a daughter of converts. Amalei Malach Ma'amalach. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi said to Rabbi Yehoshua Rabba, what did he ask you? Amalei Mila Denaga Banagrin Le Mafigle. Amalei Gieris Shi Kazoyne Etzloi, Rale Bas Yisrael Shi Kachalola. Amalei Ela Bas Gerim. Rabbi Yehoshua Rabba said it. It's a matter that a Chacham Ben Chacham cannot answer. He didn't ask me about a convert who was like a Zoyne to a Koyen. He didn't ask me about a Bas Yisrael, who, due to relations with the Petsuidaka, is like a halala, he asked only about a daughter of converts. Baskeim like Yisrael, he. The Gemara asks, what is a daughter of converts, not like Yisrael? After look at Yudah, the Yudah Oimer, Basker Zacha, Kabas Halal Zacha. And so he asked to contribute Yehudah, because the Yudah says that the daughter of a male convert is like the daughter of a male halal. However, she is not an absolute halala, therefore perhaps she is permitted to acquaim Petsuidaka, who does not have full Kedushas Koyim. According to Bagusha, Bahilia de Bas, or Bas Mao, if a Kohen had a child with a divorcee and father a daughter, what's the law of the daughter's daughter from Israel? Rechinana, Rabbi Mana, Chadama Ksheir, Chadama Psula. Rechinana and Rav Mana disagreed. One said that she's kosher to a Kohen, and one said she's pasul. This is Manda Amak Shiru and Manda Mapsula. Vaschal Zocha in a Chalal and the Kohuna, in a Lisol, Ma'ad Pithelis. Gemara said the one who said kosher to the one who said pasul asked that the Mishnah disqualified only the daughter of a male Chalal, but not the granddaughter. The granddaughter is not a Chalala from Kohuna, is a father not Yisol, so why disqualify her? Yakabai Idi Bishim Rishu Ben Levi, Masad Mishpacha Achas, Zei Bidoroim, Shahayu Koyuin Alea Ir. Vida, Rabbi Eloi said that a case occurred of a family in the south about the, which the accusation, there were accusations of this puzzle. Shalach Rabbi Yasabi Ruminus, Leboitka, Obada Gomamsa, Shiniskaira, Kinosa, Pachoris, and Bashan, Shalach Shonavi Yamechod, Yachshiru Lekohuna. Rabbi sent a Ruminus to check it out. He checked out and found that the grandmother converted before 3 years old in a day, and he was Machshir, to Kohuna. Rabbisha Amar, Rabbi Shimon, Hechshira. Rabbisha said that he was Machshir like Rabbi Shimon. Since she converted before 3, she was kosher to Kohuna. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Divya Kolhu, and Rabbi Zeira said, all agree that it's kosher. You can say, Kehadod, Amar Rabbi Zeira, B'shem Rabbi Adaba Achva, Rabbi Yudim, Mati B'shem Rav, Rabbi Abo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Vlad B'geris Kosher, Shehi Baloi Tsa'ase, Shehu Bar Mikoch Ase. This is like Rabbi Zeira said the name of Rabbi Adaba Achva, and Rabbi Yudin leaned to say so in the name of Rav, and Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the child of Rabbi Geras who married a Kohen Gadol is kosher to Kohuna, because his mother was forbidden due to a love that comes from an assay, as the Pasuk says, Rahu Isha B'Rusulei Yikach, and not Rabbi Geras. Kol Reisase Shu Bamikreich Assay, Assay here, any love that comes from an assay is considered an assay. The Gerasa, ki imsula me'amov, yikach isha, veloi ge'eris, kol leisase, shubam ikre chasei, aseiru. And similarly, the pasuk in Vayikra Chof Aleph Pasuk Yudalad, ki imsula me'amov, yikach isha, this is referring to a Kohen Gadol, and not the convert, and any love that comes from asei is an asei. Isiv rehusha, harishnei, chini lemitsi, shubaloisase, shubam ikre chasei, aseiru. Rehusha asked that a mitsi, or mitsis chini, is forbidden to a la, due to a love that comes from an assay, because the pasuk says, "Bonim asher yivoldu lahem dor shlishi yovei lahem b'kal Hashem," that the third generation can marry, which is an assay, and the children are pasul to Kohuna. Father Behoishev Amar loydoime assay shivisol assay shivikahanim assay shivisol asa b'kol assay shivikahanim asa b'kahanim muta v'leviim v'yisraelim. Behoishev answered that an assay of Yisol is unlike an assay of Kehanim. An Asay of Yisrael is forbidden to everyone, and Asay of Kahanim is forbidden to Kahanim, permitted to Levim and Yisrael, so it's more lenient.